Missouri Net News is presented by the Missouri Lottery. Saturday's Powerball jackpot is an estimated $414 million. Visit your favorite lottery retailer and play today.
Two St. Louis area Army reservists have died after a non-combat-related vehicle crash in Kuwait. 37-year-old Sergeant Holly Balinski and 20-year-old Jackson D. Johnson died when an SUV collided with a civilian water truck. Balinski was a mother of five from Pinckneyville, Illinois. Johnson was from Hillsborough, Missouri. Their bodies arrived last night at Dover Air Force Base in Delaware. Funeral services are pending. As of yesterday, the state health department has gotten 460 pre-filed application forms for facilities that want to dispense medical marijuana. That amounts to fees so far of $3.3 million. Since the voters called for legalizing medical marijuana in November, there's a great interest in the program and lots of work to do by the deadline. The Department of Health and Senior Services held public forums over the past few weeks to get input on the new rules and regulations affecting patients and caregivers first.
Medical marijuana establishments in general, all the different types of facilities, so the cultivation facilities, the infused products, manufacturing facilities, testing facilities, dispensaries, seed-to-sale tracking, transportation surrounding this, the rules for physicians and healthcare providers, taxation.
That's Lisa Cox with the Department of Health and Senior Services. She says the new state medical marijuana program is a monumental task. A House committee is considering whether to boost the state's gas tax by 10 cents over 4 years to help pay for road and bridge improvements. Samantha Davis is with the Missouri Corn Growers Association.
Ethanol and biodiesel were blended with traditional fuels, so we are considered gasoline, so we're taxed at that similar rate. However, as blending rates may or may not increase, we would be interested in some cases being considered an alternative fuel because it does burn differently.
No one spoke in opposition to the legislation. A House committee has voted to approve a proposed constitutional amendment that would reduce the Missouri House's size from 163 to 136. Holt Summit GOP State Representative Travis Fitzwater testified before the committee this week.
Thankful that the chairman decided to take action on it and vote it out in the same week we heard it, which I think shows that it's a priority not just for me but for others.
Fitzwater's proposal has been tweaked since Monday. Under the new plan, there would be four House districts in each senatorial district. The measure now heads to the House Rules Committee, and if approved there, would go to the House floor. And a 20-year-old volunteer in the St. Louis County Police Explorer program has been charged after police say he sent pornographic images to a 15-year-old boy he met during a recruitment event at Lindbergh High School in St. Louis. Now police are investigating whether there are more victims because the suspect had regular contact with juveniles as part of his volunteer duties. You're listening to the latest news on Missouri Net.